Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. Let's congratulate a Lincoln Trail Conference colleague, Scott Paxson, the longtime coach at Stark County earlier this season. Picked up a win number 400 in his coaching career. You got to be kidding me, Coach Paxson. You have to do it in the very abnormal COVID-19 year, but congratulations. That's quite a milestone. What about that?
Yeah, it's been a great ride here. I mean, I started in Toulon for 3 years. I was the head girls coach here before we consolidated, and then 8 years as a sophomore coach at Stark County under Gary Johnson, and then the last 21 as a head coach. And by far, as everybody's going to say, this has been the weirdest one. But we've been very consistent here. I've been fortunate to have a lot of supportive parents that really want their kids to be involved and want them to be good on top of it. So and then the kids, have great work ethic and easy to coach. In fact, like to be driven and really kind of. It's funny to they get upset with me if I don't drive them. So I've just been very fortunate to be here, come out here from the Quad Cities, and what a great place to be. So it's been a very enjoyable experience here.
So what hooked you to small town, small school living? You mentioned you grew up in the Quad Cities. I know you attended United Township High School, and I think back in the 70s and 80s, you were talking about a high school enrollment of probably between 1,500 and 2,000 kids, and you go to a school like Stark County, what are you at, maybe 250 if you're lucky. Why do you like that style of life?
I think the biggest thing was when I come out of ISU, you're looking for a job, so you're interviewing all over, and they hired me here, and I thought the same thing. Oh, I'll be here for a couple of years, and I'll work my way back to the Quad Cities. And I interviewed there a few times, and just really the people that interviewed me were former teachers that were now administrators, and just talking with them, and I basically realized that what's going on out here is every bit as good as what's going on at a big school. It's not better to be bigger necessarily. So, I've lived here, I wasn't born here, but I say I'm from here. So, I raised my four kids here and, the people here, some work here, a lot of them work out, outside of our community, but, just a very supportive group of people, and that small school atmosphere, I think probably tied me in the most, the athletics and things and the community support and everything's rally around your teams, and they love a successful program and support it tremendously in all ways, and that was right from the beginning. I came out of school and I'm 24 and I'm going crazy trying to get going girls basketball. I'm the rah-rah guy, a lot of energy, and they bought into that and and really supported that and wanted to be good. And it carried over into Stark County's program. And, learned a lot of things from Larry Freeman and Gary Johnson along the way. And this is a great place to be. So the people themselves.
Yeah. And I guess when you explain it, when you first got there as a kid out of college, it's kind of like the Richard Dreyfuss movie. You kind of explain Mr. Holland's Opus when he's just thinking about constantly, at least early in his life, leaving and finding someplace else, and he realizes he was in the right place all the time. So your story relates to Mr. Holland's Opus, but it's a small school basketball story, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Yeah, that's exactly what happened. You realize where you're at, where you want to be. And it's been perfect for me, and it's been a great time.
All right. It was funny this week. I was doing Mercer County girls. They played Princeville. And, John Gross is the coach of Princeville, and he's, I think, 37 or 38 years, something like that. He coached at Limestone and Peoria Richwoods, and then here the last 6 or 7 years has done a nice job at Princeville. And I asked him, do you kind of feel like you're back in the swing of things? Because he had the trip from Princeville to Aledo this week. And I was thinking about you because I saw, I think, the Stark County had the trip from Toulon then to Biggsville this week, and I thought to myself, well, that'll get you back feeling normal on the bus, the long bus rides. Does that bring some normalcy back when you get those type of moments? Maybe even though you're not going to get a postseason, but you're like, well, we're making that trip across planet Earth to go play West Central on a Monday night or whatever.
That helps, and I think, you know, just the ability to try to win a conference championship or do the best you can in the conference, because you're going to get to play all those games, does help. You have something to play for. It's not just we're getting together and play some games, but there still is a championship to dangle out in front of, because, you know, kids are competitive, coaches are competitive, and if you don't get to play West Central, or you're going to just stay closer to your school, you know, you're just playing for wins, which, you know, that's all fine and dandy, but trying to win championships, I think, makes it a lot more enjoyable. But the normalcy you speak of is, it is, you know, that is one thing that brings back some of that, is you know, the kids are used to getting on the bus and going to West Central, or, you know, going over to Aledo and play Mercer County and those trips. You know, we didn't get to make some of the other ones that we normally do, but in a short season, you get to be normal for about, you know, 6-8 weeks, and then you move on to the next sport. So, you just take it right in stride, and it does feel somewhat normal to make that trip.
All right, so you remember your 400th victory. So how vividly do you remember the first ever win you got? Well, it would have been at Toulon. Do you remember? I mean, and then can you kind of compare and contrast, like, man, how I was – how I was, you know, back that many years ago and how I am now. I know, I don't know if you ever heard the great interview I did with Brad Dixon, who grew up, went to Westmore High School and is the head football coach at Camp Point Central. And I remember I asked him, you know, what would Brad Dixon of 20, I think I interviewed him one summer, maybe it was 2019 or 2020. I said, what would Brad Dixon of 2020 say to first year head coach Brad Dixon? And he said, I'd probably say you're fired. but anyway, do you, so I guess long story short, so first victory, that how much do you remember that? And then how much do you think you've evolved in adapted and grown professionally from when you first started?
Well, I think I don't even know who my first win was against. That's the first time I've been asked that. I have to look that up. But I think as a young person, you know, I came out and I'm fiery. I'm going after it, you know, frustration. I'm showing my emotions, and pretty much was like that for a long time. I'd say in the last 10 years, you get to the point where, you know, the kids are going to, it's the players, you know, it's more about the players than in what you can do is teach the best you can. But, I would tell my young self to have more patience, you know, let your blood pressure relax a little bit. And, that's the one big thing I've learned is just that patience, and, just keep going to practice every day and try to teach the kids to like the game and to get after it. But, that's to find out who that first win was. I don't even remember. Jeez.
All right.
That's a long time ago. Yeah. I know the first 3 years I was 13 and 59. So fortunately I worked really hard, and they appreciated that and understood what, you know, where we were as a program, and kept me around. So
yeah,
I'm thankful to Al Harlan and the school board for that.
Yeah, it's great. And that's what it's got to be about, man. It takes growth in any profession, and especially in coaching. And it's unfortunate now that sometimes guys or gals that are in this profession don't get the luxury of coaching 3 or 4 years in learning. You know, that's how you develop in life. You learn. And sometimes you take your lumps early on, and there's trial and error. And the other thing that I've learned doing this job for 30 years now, I say when I watch coaches, I say, well, it's about the X's and it's about the X's and O's, and it's not about the X's and O's. And by that, I mean, I know the programs where people that have been in coaching jobs for a long time and have success, the first thing that they always figure out is the kids. They understand, their kids are smart enough to realize they know who cares. They know who care about them. So they understand. So if you know, if that student athlete knows that you care about them, that's the first thing, the first hurdle you have to overcome. And then after that is the X's and O's. And I think a lot of times coaches get that reversed, where they worry so much about the X's and O's and they forget about that other key element. And by caring about that student athlete, I'm talking about, you know, the invitations that you get to the college graduation party, the wedding, or some moment in that kid's life where he's an adult. And you know what I'm saying there, that that's how you build a successful program, is the kid is smart enough to realize that, hey, that coach really cares about me. And if the coach understands that, they're going to win 400 games eventually in their career. Maybe not 400 games, but they're going to have success and they're going to stick around for a long time.
And I think that's the key. I don't know how great I am at X's and O's. I try to, you know, I'm a KISS theory guy. I keep it as simple as possible. But I've always, even at 24, I've always thought that getting into that kid's head and figuring out what makes them tick is the most important, and building relationships. I think one of the big things I've been lucky to do is I've taught junior high, you know, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade PE most of my career, if almost all of it. And I think, you know, then being a high school coach, building those relationships in junior high, they get to see me every day. I get to talk to them. They get to understand what the program is in junior high and do that sales pitch, if you want to call it that, for when they get to high school. Then once they trust you, like you said, once they trust you that you have their best interests, and, you know, they can talk to me more than just about basketball. That's the big thing. The kids don't want to just talk sports. They've got things going on in their lives, and I've always understood that and really tried to help them with that, or be there to listen to, because sometimes they just need somebody to listen to them. And I think that's a big strength to getting kids to play hard for you, is if they trust you and they think you care about them, they're going to play really hard. And that's one of the things I've always appreciated. A lot of people have commented about how do we get these kids to play as hard as we do here. And I think that's the secret, is, you know, they want to play hard for you. They want to do the best they can. So, you know, that's one of the biggest things I enjoy about coaching is the mental side, the psychological side. And a lot of times over my career, I've had great assistants, and a lot of the stuff that they, like Dusty, you know, Dusty Browning, this is the boys coach now, I've been there for 5 or 6 years, but he was my assistant for 20 years. And, you know, he loves those X's and O's. He loves psychology too. But as a head coach, I think he does a lot more with psychology now than he did as a fresh soft coach. He was, you know, hey, run with this. You know, we run Kansas motion. We've done that for 20 years, and, you know, man-to-man defense, and a lot of the stuff he brings in ideas and with the X's and O's. And that's kind of where, you know, the assistants do a lot of that. And, you know, I worry about what's going on with the kids. So I think that's been a huge success here.
All right, good stuff. Congratulations, Coach. Got a great program at Stark County. Wanted to recognize that excellence on the WRMJ airways. I know a big homer for the Golden Eagles, always want to beat the Stark County Rebels their brains out, but got to give respect to the great program.
Even during football, that Rebel Week, the Merkel Week is a great thing for football. So anytime we play them in anything, we know we're going to be up for that in any game we play.
All right, Coach, keep it rolling over there. Nice going. Congratulations again.
Thank you, Jim. Good to talk to you.
All right, to Scott Paxson, 400 victories in his great coaching career over at Stark County. More coming up on WRMJ, WRMJ.com.